感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们一起来到神的殿中来敬拜神。
Thank God that Sunday morning we come to the presence of God to worship Him.
在我们来思想神的话语之前，我们大家可以一起来同心合意的为现在在迈阿密这个公寓楼坍塌的这个事件当中，现在还在被埋在下面这些受难者。失踪的人为他们来祷告。
Before we start our message, I would like to pray for the Miami incident about the collapse of the building.
我们在天上阿爸父神。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们在这里，我们为现在仍然失踪，仍然被埋在这个坍塌的建筑废墟下面的这些。失踪的人来祷告。
At this moment, we continue to pray for those who are lost and are not accounted for those people under the covered under debris.
我们无法想象他们此刻面临是何等的黑暗，何等的痛苦，何等的绝望。
We hardly can imagine what kind of desperation and pain and darkness they are in right now.
我们只求我们慈爱怜悯的阿爸父神。你来安慰他们，你让他们在这最孤独、最黑暗、最绝望的时刻，我们愿神的灵来亲自来安慰、来怜悯、来抚慰他们。
We just ask the Holy Spirit and God yourself to comfort them in this desperate situation.
然后我们也为这些失去亲人的家庭来祷告，求神。的怜悯，求神的安慰也临到他们。
Lord, we also pray for those families that who lost their loved one or their loved one are still accounted for, and we ask your mercy and comfort be with them.
我们求神赐给救援的人员，赐给他们有智慧，供应他们一切所需用的，加添他们的力量，让他们能够，可以更好的来完成这个救援的工作。
We also could pray for the rescue teams, ask your strength be with them and give them the wisdom so they can do their rescue work well.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们现在我们请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's read today's scripture.
弟兄姊妹可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十一章第一节到第七节。
Let's read together Book of John chapter 11 verse 1 to 7.
约翰福音十一章一节起，有一个患病的人名叫拿撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏膏主又用头发擦他脚的，患病的拿撒路是他的兄弟。他们姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拿撒路，听见拿撒路病了，就在所居之地人住了两天，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。好，圣经的经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, you gave us your word.
感谢神赐下圣灵来光照带领我们，让我们能够明白圣经的话语。
We also thank God that gave us the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit can lead us to understand the Word of God.
神的话语就是我们生命的粮食，就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The Word of God is the bread of life, is the light upon our feet, a lamp upon path.
愿圣灵不仅让我们能够明白神话语的心意，更是让我们有信心、有力量遵行神的话语去行。
May the Holy Spirit lead us not understand the word of God, but also have the strength and the faith to follow and do according to the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我相信有很多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉耶稣，就是所行的这个神迹，让已经死了的拿撒路从死里复活。
I believe a lot of us familiar with this miracle that Jesus performed, that he raised Lazarus, who's already dead, from the death.
我们今天呢，就是只是来查考、来思想，就这整个事件的第一个部分。
And today we just study the first portion of this whole event.
我们知道住在伯大尼的这个马大、玛利亚和拿撒路，他们姐弟三人是主耶稣所特别喜爱的，有特别关系跟主耶稣。
And we know that the Martha and Mary and Lazarus, they live in the Bethany. And they, brothers and sisters, they have a kind of special relationship with Jesus.
这里特别提到这个玛利亚呢，就是用那个用香膏膏主，然后用头发来擦耶稣脚的那一位。
And here especially mentioned Mary is just the one who anointed Jesus with fragrance and wept Jesus with her hair.
在我们刚才所读到的这短短七节经文当中，就有两节经文特别提到这三个人是耶稣所爱的。
So the seven scripture we just read, there's two of them actually mentioned that they are actually kind of special loved by Jesus.
第三节这里说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
And verse 3 said, the Lord, whom you love is sick.
第五节呢，再次强调说明耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拿撒路。
And verse 5, it's emphasized again that Jesus loved Martha and Mary and the brothers Lazarus.
所以我们会看见圣经在这里就是仿佛要提醒这个读者，千万不要忘记哦，千万不要忘记，耶稣特别爱这三个人。
So it looks like the scripture here try to remind the audience or readers that.Don't forget this three guy actually Jesus loved them a lot.
因为我们看到玛利亚是用香膏，这个伯大尼的玛利亚是用香膏来膏主的那一个，然后我们也看到他们也常常在家里来接待耶稣和他的门徒。
And from other scripture, we know that Mary is the one actually anointed Jesus with the fragrance, and also they also in their family they frequently like treat.Received Jesus.
所以这三个人是被耶稣所特别喜爱，特别爱。
So Jesus loved them a lot.
但是奇怪的事情发生了，就是当耶稣听到这个拿撒路病了的消息呢，耶稣并没有立刻赶紧就去，而是在所居之地仍然住了两天。
But something strange happened when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, and Jesus didn't immediately run to them. Rather, he stayed at the place for two more days.
两天之后再对门徒说，好，那我们现在可以去了。
And then he said to his disciples, now we can go there now.
如果我们来看到下面的经文，我们在下一次主日聚会我们继续来思想。如果我们来看到下面的经文，我相信很多弟兄姊妹也非常熟悉，就是耶稣这个时候已经确定这个拿撒路已经是死了。
And of course, if we follow up with the scripture, which we will cover next week, andWe all know that the scripture describes Jesus at that time actually knew that Lazarus was dead.
然后呢，第四节耶稣在这里说啊，这病不至于死。耶稣在这里说的不至于死，这个死是指真永远灵魂的灭亡，那种永恒的沉沦灭亡的死。
But Jesus in verse 4 said this sickness was not unto the death. This death, what Jesus referred to, is the referring of this death of a spiritual death, kind of eternal death.
那么呢，到两天之后，耶稣在那里等两天之后，那个时候耶稣确定知道这个拿撒路死了。那么这个死呢，就是肉体的死。
And in 2 days, wait for 2 more days, and Jesus.Knew that Lazarus is dead, and this death is a death of the physical body.
然后接下来耶稣对门徒说：“我们去吧，就是我们的朋友睡了。”然后圣经特别说明，这个睡了就是指耶稣指他死了， 这个当然这个死是指肉体的死。
And the following scripture actually Jesus told his disciples, let's go, our friend are sleeping. And the scripture specifically explained the sleeping that what Jesus referred to is a death. That's the body, physical body is dead.
那么我们当然也都知道接下来发生的事情，耶稣和他门徒去，那 这两个姐姐显然对姗姗来迟的耶稣是心里 很埋怨的。
And also we know that scripture that continued to record that Jesus went there and then the two sisters actually very kind of complained about Jesus coming so late.
马大就说耶稣啊早点来我弟就不会死啊。
And Matthew especially mentioned Jesus if he come earlier, my brother would not die.
然后结果我们知道耶稣接下来就是行神迹。让这个拿撒路从死里复活，但在这行神迹之前呢，人们就说耶稣，就说他已经死了四天了，这个埋葬了，尸体估计都臭了。
And then Jesus, of course, performed a miracle and raised Lazarus from the dead. And before Jesus did that, and people tell Jesus that, well, this guy has been in the burial for 4 days. Maybe his body is already corrupted.
那么在耶稣行这个神迹之前呢，耶稣做出了著名的宣告。
And before Jesus performed this miracle, and Jesus made a very famous claim.
复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
I'm the life, I'm the resurrection. Who believe in me, even he died, he should be resurrected.
这就是整个这个神迹，整个这个事件的一个大致的过程。
That's just a brief description of this whole event.
那我们今天呢，就是来思想这整个事件的第一个部分，就是耶稣听到这个消息，耶稣特地的还故意的，这里圣经讲得很清楚，他故意还停两天，然后再去。
So, today we just focus on the first portion of this event, and especially that Jesus hear this news that Lazarus is sick, was sick, and he like purposely stayed.Two more days, then he went to the place.
其实第三节这里说的这句话，其实如果我们仔细思想的话，其实已经是让人很震惊的一句话，就是主啊，你所爱的人病了。
So the verse 3, if we think like in some depth, we think it's very shock statement because it said, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
上帝所爱的人会生病吗
？The person that God loves will get sick.
上帝不是全能的吗？上帝爱我，难道上帝就不能保护我，不让我生病
？Is God Almighty? Can He just protect me from all the sickness?
上帝所爱的人，难道还会遭遇痛苦、遭遇患难吗？上帝不是全能，然后上帝又爱我。上帝怎么会让我经历这些呢
？If God loves me and God is Almighty, and how can God can let me go through those all those sufferings?
所以我们会看见短短七节经文，其实反复的强调这三个人，这个拿撒路，尤其是这个病的，后来病死的这个拿撒路，是耶稣所爱的，特别爱的。
And this seven passage emphasizes one thing that this three person, especially the Lazarus actually later on is dead, they were loved by Jesus.
而且这个拿撒路还特别倒霉，他这个病很年轻就得了，而且非常的严重，以至于都死了都。
And especially Lazarus, you know, he's young and he got this sickness and he, as a result, he's died of this sickness.
上帝爱他吗？上帝爱他，怎么会让他经历这些呢
？So is God loved him, and why let me go through all those things?
所以呢，这其实让我们真正去思想，就是短短的几个字：神呐、啊，主啊，你所爱的人病了。事实上，就已经挑战我们今天很多很多人对基督教信仰的观念了。
So if we think about this very short sentence, "Lord, behold, that whom you love is sick," is If you think in some depth, it's already challenged our conception of Christianity.
今天很多时候我们在想，甚至包括很多基督徒就在想啊，我信耶稣，那我就会平安呐、啊；我是神的儿女，那我就会平安呐、啊。 我就会比别人更加平安，更加顺利一点。
So today that a lot of people think, especially even a lot of Christians think, if I'm a Christian and I'm children of God, so I should have more peace than other people.
其实这种观念根本不是从圣经来的。
But this concept actually does not come from Bible.
其实我们看圣经当中，无论在旧约、新约，你会看到很多很多神特别喜欢、神特别爱的人，你去思想他的一生很平安吗？
And whether from the Old Testament or New Testament, if you look at historically, a lot of figures that God loves, are their lives like a peaceful whole life?
亚伯拉罕，上帝从万民当中专门拣选一个亚伯拉罕跟他一约，亚伯拉罕一辈子在地上飘荡漂流。
If you think of Abraham, God chose him from the nations and made a covenant with him, but all his life actually wandering around. There's no place for him to stay.
然后到一个地方就是寄居，然后搭一个棚子住一段时间，然后又得搬。
And all his life is wandering, and he always live a life of alien, as they. And he go to a place and set a tent, live for a while, and move on.
我们现在在暑期哈，我们很多家庭就喜欢出去 camping 啊，然后就是搭一个帐篷啊，住一段时间。
Of course, this summer, some family would like to go out to camping and set up a tent, live for a couple of days.
第一天，哇，好开心的，好兴奋，尤其是到晚上说，哇，你看星空啊，你看大自然，好漂亮哦。
First day is very excited, and especially at night, look at the sky, it's so beautiful, very excited.
第二天说：“哎呀，赶紧回去吧！那晚上蚊子把我咬死了。”
And the second day is not so happy. Let's go home. It's too many mosquitoes.
哎呀，这洗澡太不方便了。
It's so inconvenient to take a shower.
这就是，但你要想，亚伯拉罕一生就是这样。
But if you think of Abraham and his life, is the whole life is like this.
尤其是那时候已经年迈，七十五岁出来，一直到最后离世，就是这样。这里搭一段帐篷，寄居一段时间，搬另外一个地方再住一段时间。
Especially his life, actually, you know, it's not started this life young. Rather, he said if 75, he start this life, and move to one place, stay for a while, and move on.
其实。很多人就说：“哎呀，亚伯拉罕很有钱呐、啊，圣经说他是一个有钱人呐、
啊。” And some of them may say that, "Oh, Abraham is very rich because Bible said he is a rich man."
当然，我们首先要客观的看，当时世界上比他有钱的人太多太多了，许许多多的君王，许许多多的财主，亚伯拉罕跟他们比起来算不得什么，他只不过就是一个家庭或一个家族而已。
Of course, if you compare Abraham with his time, there's a lot of people probably more richer than him. Kings and also emperors. He is just a one family.
然后再一个，他有那么多钱，他享受了吗？
And on the other hand, he is very rich, but actually, can he really enjoy it?
他有过像所罗门王那样的一个奢华的生活吗？
And he didn't live a life like King Solomon, that kind of luxury type of life.
他所拥有的那些所谓，在我们今天很多人说，哎呀，好富有，好富有。首先，其实不是你想的那么富有。
And first, what he owns at that time, all those properties, actually is not what you think about that rich.
第二，他在地上这些财富给他带来什么享受呢？
And second, all those properties and wealth he has, what kind of enjoyment bring to his life?
当然，其实我们这在这几个节，你看圣经当中旧约很多神喜悦的人，大卫十四年在这个荒野山洞里到处逃难，逃避扫罗的追杀，即便当了王之后都没有几天平安日子过。
And let's look at the second people in the Old Testament, David. And David is the one that God loved him, but he has 14 years is tried to running around to get rid of the pursuit of King Saul, and even he becomes the king, actually doesn't have a very many days with a good life.
那更不要说摩西啊、约伯啊，还有那些以利亚、以利沙那些先知。那你看哪一个人，他们神爱他们，当然爱他们呢、啊？他日子真的是平安一帆风顺吗？
And if we look at Moses and we look at Job and a lot of prophets that God loved them, yes, of course God loved them. But if they look at their life, then are they life like always like peaceful and prosper? Of course not.
那我们看新约更是如此啊。
If we look at New Testament, of course, it will be more clear.
耶稣的那些门徒，早期的教会，一直被逼迫啊。
And all disciples of Jesus Christ, the early church, they're persecuted all the time.
耶稣的十二个门徒啊，最后都是殉道的。当然，除了那个卖主的犹大。
All the disciples of Jesus Christ, except Judah that betrayed Jesus, the rest of them, they all died for their faith.
当然了，这个使徒约翰最后是关在监牢里面，就是死在监牢里面。
Of course, the Apostle John actually was in the prison and he died in the prison.
所以总之一句话就是，神所爱的人一样的遭遇患难，遭遇疾病。
So in conclusion, that even people that God loved, they also, the same way they go through the difficulties, they got sick and they got their difficulties in their lives.
所以第一个，我们要丢弃一个事实上从世界来的一种世俗观念，不是从圣经来的观念。
So we need to cast out the conception that actually come from the world, not come from the Bible and from the Bible.
上帝爱我。上帝就让我平安，上帝就让我万事顺利，上帝就让我不生病，上帝就让我成功。不是的，圣经没有这样讲。
If God love me, then God will keep me safe and keep me health, keep me fame, keep me prosper. No, God, Bible didn't say that.
同样的，当我们看到有些人又得了疾病，又贫穷，又遭遇各样的灾祸困难，我们就说你看，这个人上帝一定不爱他。
In the same way, we cannot say when we see people sick, when people in the poverty, when people suffer the difficulties, and we say that, look, God did not love him.
不是这样的。
That's not the case.
耶稣在世界上就是一个流浪汉，耶稣上帝爱不爱啊？
And Jesus, if you call Jesus what he lived most of his life on earth, you can call it like a homeless guy.That God love him?
那有人说，那上帝让耶稣这个过这个日子，那上帝没有让我过这个日子啊。
And I would say that, well, God let Jesus live that type of life, but God didn't let me live this type of life.
我告诉你，上帝一样说了，耶稣喝什么杯，他的门徒也要喝什么杯，耶稣所做的事，他的门徒也要做怎样的事。
But Bible clearly teaches us that the cup that Jesus drinks, that his disciple will drink, and the things that Jesus do, that his disciple will do.
所以圣经称那些信耶稣的人是称这个 follower, 是门徒跟从耶稣的人。
So Bible calls those who believe in Jesus, they call the follower of Jesus, disciple of Jesus.
也就是说耶稣，你信耶稣，耶稣走这个路，你就去走这个路，这叫 follower.
And so that means if you believe in Jesus, that Jesus walk on this path, then you walk on this path. That is the follower of Jesus.
不是说你信耶稣，但是你看一眼，哎呀，耶稣你走那个路不好走，哎呀，我不想走，哎呀，我走这条路吧，这条路比较好一点。
It doesn't mean that if you said, I believe in Jesus, and you look at Jesus, walk on this path, but I don't want to walk on this path, I want to go walk another path, because that path is easier.
不是这样，信耶稣就跟从他。
And that's not the case. If we said we believe in Jesus, then we are follower of Jesus.
神啊，你所爱的人病了，就告诉我们，信上帝不是为了得到今天这个世界上的所谓的平安。
Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Tells us that believing God is not for the earthly peace we have today.
然后你在世界上你很不平安。哎呀，你一身的病，你又穷，你又苦，并不表示上帝不爱你。
But if on this earth today you have suffer very lot of things, get sick in the poverty or get in a lot of suffering, does not mean God do not love you.
很可能上帝特别爱你。
Maybe that God loves you very much.
所以小到个人是这个样子，我们不能用你在这个世界上是不是得病，是不是受苦来判断，上帝爱你或者不爱你。
So in a very personal level, we cannot look at people, whether they're sick or suffer or not, to determine whether God loves you or not.
其实大到国家民族也是一样的。
And but even the country level or people's level, it's the same way.
那上帝拣选以色列人的时候，以色列人非常的弱小啊！以色列人在世界上是非常弱小的民族和国家。
When God chose Israelites is a very small, very insignificant nation among the world.
你如果看当时的情形，那埃及无比强盛，无比的发达，无比的先进，那哪个更像被神所爱呢？到底是埃及还是以色列呢？
If you look at that time, Egypt is the most powerful kingdom and the most wealthy nation. And so if you think about this, compare Egypt and Israelites, which one is loved by God?
以色列人经常被别人打败，然后被掳，然后去当奴隶啊。
Israelites also suffered being defeated and being in captivity and being slave of the other nations.
当时的埃及、亚述人、巴比伦，那都非常强大。
And at that time, we can see in the same time of history that Egypt, Assyria, and also Babylonia, they are very powerful, they are very strong.
尤其是你看我们在今天这个情形，有些国家因为这个新冠的疫情，他死的人蛮少的。你不能说，哎，那上帝爱他，所以他新冠病情，疫情死的人比较少。
So, like today, if you see some country, people died of COVID-19, number of people died of COVID-19 is very small or less. And you cannot say that God loved this country.
哦，当然了，上帝爱这世界上所有的人，但你不能说，因为上帝特别爱他，所以他死的人很少，因为新冠的死的人很少。
Of course, I'm trying to make it clear. Of course, God loves all people on earth. I'm trying to say is you cannot say because that they have a less number of people died of COVID-19, so God loved them more or especially loved them, this nation.
你也不能说，哎呀，你看，有的国家，哇，新冠病情死了这么多人，那上帝是不是不爱我呢？
And you also cannot say some country there's a huge number of people died of the COVID-19, then you said, oh, God do not love this country.
也不能这样讲。
And you cannot say that either.
那同样的，你也不能说看到有些国家非常的富足，非常的先进，你就说，哎呦，上帝特别爱他。
And also you cannot say, look at some country where it's very wealthy and very developed, and then you said that God loved this country, especially loved this country.
不是这样的。
That's not the case either.
今天全世界那些无神论比例最高的国家，那些北欧啊、瑞典啊，无神论比例最高，很富有啊，很先进啊。
Actually, today, if you think about this, those have a high proportion of atheism, like a North European country, like Sweden and those places. They actually are the most wealthy nation on earth.
上帝是不是爱他们特别多一点呢？不是的，虽然他们很富有，很先进。
Is that God loves them more? No, of course, even they are very wealthy, they are very developed.
你看这个世界上最贫穷、最落后、最落后的一些非洲国家，它的基督徒比例非常的高，95%以上。
And if you look at some Africa country, there's the most poorest country. Actually, they have the highest proportion of Christian.
你就说，因为他们贫穷，因为他们落后，所以上帝不爱他们。
And can you say because they are poor, they are undeveloped, so God do not love them?
不能这样。
You cannot say that.
所以不要用我们在地上的一些观念，有钱没有钱，生不生病，受不受苦，不要用这些地上的观念来衡量神对人的爱。
So do not use the concept that we have, earthly concept, whether they have a wealthy money house or not, to measure the love of God.
上帝爱拿撒路，这个拿撒路一样的无法逃避，这个世界上所有人都无法逃避的生老病死、病痛、苦难。
God loves Lazarus, but Lazarus actually cannot escape the things that other people will go through, which is getting sick and die.
甚至更惨一点，那么年轻他就得重病死了。
And he even kind of worse because he's very young and got sick and died.
当然有人会说，那上帝后来让他活了呀。
Of course, someone said, well, later on, God make him alive again.
那不一样啊，是不一样，我承认是不一样。
And it's different. I agree that it's different.
那我们好不好这样呢？就耶稣啊，你不要折腾我好不好？你不要让我生病，你不要让我埋到坟墓里。那几天然后让我出来，不要折腾我啊，你就让我身体健康，这个安安静静的活着，小确幸很好啊。
But if we think about the other angle, you would think, well, I mean, even God later make me alive, but can you just don't let me go through all those troubles? Just let me live the peaceful life. Don't have those difficult happen in my life.
我知道耶稣你会让我复活，我知道，但是为什么呢？为什么要经历这么多坎坷，经历这么多挫折，然后让我不要这些，我就想过个平静的日子，不好吗？神，你爱我，你让我过个平静的日子啊。
So Lazarus can say that if you love me, can you just let me live a peaceful life? Don't let me go through all those troubles.
我知道你最后会给我解决问题，但我一开始我就不想要这些问题。
And I know you will solve my problems, but my issue is I don't want those problems in my life.
At the very beginning, I don't want this problem happened in my life. Okay, so, 所以我们有时候我们就会想，因为我们知道整个事件嘛，我想，哎呀，耶稣让他活了呀，所以这些都无所谓。其实这些很，你比如说你得很重的病，你会治好，但是你要经历疾病的痛苦啊，你要看到亲人的忧伤痛苦，你不想经历这些，对不对？
And even think about this, you have a very serious disease. In the end, you think that it will be healed, but go through this process, you yourself will suffer all the pains, and also you have suffered that watch your relative loved one worry about you. You don't want to experience all those.
所以简单的，今天我们很多人，我们信耶稣，其实我们不想经历拿撒路经历的那些，我们就过个小确幸平安的日子。
So, a lot of times today, we believe in Jesus, we actually do not want to go through the things that Lazarus goes through. We just want to have like a peaceful and a very happy life I can live with.
但是这其实耶稣告诉我们了，为什么拿撒路经历这些，为了神的荣耀。
But Jesus actually told us why Lazarus had to go through this is for the glory of God.
为了神儿子的荣耀，为了耶稣的荣耀，所以拿撒路他要经历这些。
And for the glory of Jesus, the Son of God.
所以呢，这里其实让我们看到神所爱的人，上帝对他所特别爱的人，上帝给他们有一个特别的心意，就是他们的人生与神的荣耀。是关乎在一起的。
So we can see here, this for the people that God loves, and God has a purpose in their life, is that their life, their whole life has to associate with the glory of God.
所以，因为这些被上帝所爱的人，他们的人生与神的荣耀是关乎在一起，所以他们会疾病，所以他们会遭遇患难，所以他们会。遭遇这些不好的事情，在人看来不好的事情。
Because their whole life associated with the glory of God, therefore they will go through the sickness, they will go through the difficult, they will go through the suffering, they will go through all those that we see a bad thing.
所以这就是我们一开始所一直在反复说，就是你不要看他在世界上过得怎么样，你就是说上帝爱不爱他。你这个观念完全是从世界来的观念，不是从神来。
So that is what from the very beginning we try to emphasize, that you do not want to see how his life on earth looks like to judge whether God loves him or not. This is from the concept of the earth world, not from God.
好，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文，我们大家就坐着哈，就坐着可以一起来读，路加福音六章二十到二十六节。
Let's read the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 20 to 26.
好，路加福音六章二十节起，耶稣举目看着门徒说：“你们贫穷的人有福了， 因为神的国是你们的。你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。当那日，你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。他们的祖先带先知也是这样。但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。你们饱足的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿。你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀痛哭泣。人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗带假先知也是这样。所以耶稣所讲的什么是福，什么是祸，跟今天这个世界世俗的观念是完全不一样，是相反。
So we can see here what Jesus said, what is the blessing, what is the curse, is quite different. It's completely different from what the worldview we have today.
但是今天呢，很多时候我们为了啊，让人能够接受耶稣说的这些话，就拼命的去把这些耶稣讲的话拼命的引申啊，比如说，哎呀，这里说的贫穷啊，啊，不是指这个经济上物质上的贫穷啊，是指的这个灵魂的贫穷啊，啊，这里说的富足啊，啊，不是说你有很多钱呐、啊，什么就有拼命有人就是这样去讲，去解释，试图去解释。
So today we try to make people like more acceptable to the word of Jesus. We try to twist or make some interpretation of such like a poor is not really poor, only poor in spirit, or you rich is not really you have money, and so on and so forth.
当然我不否认这些经文里当然会有这些含义在里面，但是你不要拼命的去掩盖，那就最直接最真实的意思，因为耶稣讲他说的话小孩子都能懂，就是这么简单，你穷人就是会有福一点。
Of
course, 你为什么非要去拼命的去引申这个意思呢？
Of course, I don't deny that in Jesus speak there is this type of meaning.But you don't want to just kind of do your utmost to try to twist the word. It's basically you just take it as a plain mistake. The poor is blessed.
耶稣讲这些话其实不难懂，小孩子吃奶婴儿他都能够懂啊，他都能够赞美神。那小孩子都来到耶稣面前要听耶稣讲天国的福音，他就按最直接的意思明认识圣经。就是这样。
And Jesus said to us that his teaching actually is that little children can understand. Little children want to come to him to hear, teach the gospel of heaven. And we just look at this, what Jesus said, take as it is.
当然那有人就说，那我难道看到圣经的话我就不想吗？那说什么就是什么，那不是字句让人死，经意让人活吗？圣经有这样的话。
And then some people could argue when I read the word of God, and I just do not thinking and do not meditate, because the Bible said the world itself is dead. Only the spirit will make it alive.
当然，我们看神的话要思想，怎么思想？按照圣灵的带领，按照神的心意去思想，不是按照我们自己的心意拼命的去想办法去掩饰去扭曲。
Of course we need to meditate, we need to think when we read the word of God, but we need guided by the Holy Spirit to read, to meditate. It's not according to our own will and our own meaning, try to twist it and to change it.
耶稣已经多次表达他对金钱的看法，他对这些东西的看法，地上财富的看法，耶稣已经多次表达了，人不要侍奉金钱，又侍奉上帝，人只能侍奉一样。
And Jesus already made very clear that how he look at the earthly wealth and the money, and people cannot serve the money and serve God at the same time.
耶稣多次表达，不要积攒财宝在地上，这些东西会坏，会烂。
And Jesus said again and again, do not accumulate your treasure on earth, because those things can be corrupted.
不要去，就是总是去追求地上的食物，追求天上的食物。
And do not always pursue the food on the earth, but looking for the food in heaven.
所以我们如果顺从神的心意来理解耶稣说你们贫穷的人有福了，那是什么意思？那就是贫穷啊。那你按照耶稣所讲的话来理解，那就是这样。
If we follow the spirit of God to understand what Jesus said, blessed are those who are poor. And I understand you only have one thing is that you are poor.
耶稣以至于让人不要误解他的话，耶稣甚至接下来还继续说，那富足的人有祸了。所以你这不会理解错吧？你这不会理解错，那富足的人有祸。
And Jesus want to emphasize so the people don't misinterpret this word. He continued that those who are rich, you have received your consolation.
为什么穷人有福呢？因为他们只有一个得安慰的办法，依靠神。
Why poor is blessed? Because they only have one way to get comfort. That is trust God.
为什么说富人有祸呢？因为他们已经从他们的富有得了安慰，他不要从神得安慰了，他不要靠神得安慰，不要依靠神，他靠他的银行存款，他靠他地上的财富，他就心里已经得安慰了，这是他们的祸，他不需要神，这就是他们的祸。
Why it's woe to you are rich? Because they already be comforted, and they already trust their earthly wealth, and this is the woe to them.
其实我们看到这个耶稣所爱的人生病了，其实我们会看到，很多时候我们来理解上帝的爱，来判断上帝的爱，我们的标准，我们的判断不是从圣经来的。
So when we go back to look at the sentence scripture that the one who Jesus loved is sick, and gave us a thinking a lot of times.We judge whether God loves a person or not. We use earthly conception, but not according to the Bible.
好，那我们接下来思想一个更加重要的问题。那你说上帝爱我，那他到底怎样爱我呢？他也不一定保守我不生病，他也不一定让我很有钱。那他爱我，他到底怎样爱我呢？
So now let's turn to another point. It's kind of even more important. If you said God loved me, then He's not necessarily making me healthy and rich, have money.Then how he loved me.
其实耶稣讲了，让你的生命与神的荣耀有份，这是上帝爱你的方式。
Jesus said here is that your life will have associated with the glory of God. This is the way I love you.
上帝爱拿撒路，结果拿撒路这个人他所遭遇的就成为非常非常特别的一个事件，让耶稣的名得到荣耀。所以拿撒路这个名字就记在圣经上面，世世代代的人思想，世世代代的人纪念，不是纪念这个人，是纪念这个事件当中看到耶稣的名得荣耀。
So we can see Lazarus is that God loved him. So his life, his event happened in his life, is become an event that can bebe memorized generation to generation. It's not like this person, but what happened to him in the glory of Jesus.
这是上帝爱一个人，就是让你与神的荣耀，你的生命与神的荣耀紧密联系在一起，你可以让上帝得荣耀。
That is how God loves a person, so that your life was closely related to the glory of God, and your life also glorify God.
就打个比方，比如说啊，我有一些工具哈，谈不上很多，但是呢，也有一些工具。
Let's think about this. I have a lot of tools.
啊，其实有很多工具是重复的，有的时候图便宜啊，买很便宜的；有时候呢，稍微买好一点点的，就是这样。
And some of them are kind of there's a similar type. Sometimes I saw it's cheap. We just buy a lot.
当我做这件事情的时候，我一看，哎呀，这些工具我都可以用，那同样的功能，但是我挑一个，让它来做这个，做我要做的这个工作。
And when I try to do something, and I look at all the tools, and think a lot of things can do this job, but I pick up one.
那我们想象一下，那其他的那些工具就会想，哎呦，我的主人好偏心哦，就爱它，就把它带走了。
And if you think about like personalize those tools, the other two probably think this master is pretty kind of show favor to this particular tool, only use him.
结果我把、
use it.
就是我把那个工具 screwdriver 拿走，哎呀，我搬他，我扭他，我在他身上留下伤痕，我在人看来，哇，他受到很大的挤压和逼迫，是不是？
But if you think about it, I pick up this tool, for example, the screwdriver. Actually, I use it, and I press it, and I twist it, and left a scar on his body. In people's view, he actually suffered a lot.
然后这个 screwdriver 会不会说，哎呦，不要这样对待我，就让我躺在工具箱里好了，你不要用我，用其他的工具吧。
And this screwdriver think, okay, don't use me that way. Just let me stay in the toolbox.
你说这不是很奇怪吗？对不对？大家能理解吗？但是他是感到很高兴，哇！我的主人要完成一个非常光荣伟大的使命，然后我参与到其中，哇！这是我的荣誉，这是我的人生的喜悦，这是我人生发光的地方，我怎么能不要呢？
So the tool actually, if you think you don't want to be used by master, would be very strange. Actually, you should feel very happy, excited, because the master is going to use me to accomplish some great work he's doing. And this is the moment of my moment. I can be used by him to accomplish those things. This is my shining moment of my life.
我前段时间看到一个见证啊，就是还是很感动，就是他是一个老军人。这个老军人呢，在以前战争期间有一个非常沉重的设备，然后他就一个人背着这个设备啊，就翻过整个雪山，这所有人都做不到，一般要八个人抬，结果呢他一个人背翻过整个雪山。
Not long I read a story and it is an old soldier and during a time he actually carried a very heavy equipment across a mountain full of snowAnd this equipment is very heavy. In general, there's eight people to carry it.
后来呢，当然了，这个老军人最后就退伍啊，人们就遗忘了，就是都忘记他，他就回家当农民种地。后来到他70多岁，快80的时候，他的孙子就说，就带他去到这个，全国这个最好的军事博物馆，让他去看一下，因为他对他那个军事战士生涯，他有很深的感情。
So, of course, this soldier later retired, and he just retired to his farmer and do his work. And when he became very old, like 70, 75 or 80, and his grandson actually took him to a military museum because his history, he loved to see those things associated with military.
结果他到那个军事博物馆里，他看到了那个设备，摆到那个里面。
What happened is we went to this museum and then he saw that equipment was displayed there.
当场上手就要去摸，后来被这个管理员那个解说员赶紧挡住，不能摸呀。
And he want to kind of touch this equipment, and then the people, you know, the people working in the museum stopped him and said, "No, don't touch it."
他说：“我们这个军队所有的这一方面的东西，就是从这个东西来的呀。”你不能摸呀，老先生。
And basically, the people working in the museum said, "Well, all the things of this army actually all come from this piece of equipment."
结果这个老先生说，这个东西是我把它背过雪山的。
And this old man basically told him, "Do you know that actually it is me? I carried it over the mountain."
哎，后来哦，后来人就知道哦，原来你就是后来他才知道这么一件事情。
And then they start to know this story.
这个军人当时背这个设备过雪山的时候，他是不是比其他的军人更加受苦，对不对
？This soldier at the time when he carried this equipment across the mountain, he surely suffered a lot compared to other soldiers.
但是他一个渺小的生命，一个短暂的生命，他跟一个更加大的使命融在一起，这个当中有他的一个印记。
But his life, like a very insignificant life, has been because of this event, actually being associated with a very much bigger, broader thing.
当然，我在这里呢， 不是鼓励大家为这个世界上所谓任何一切伟大的使命去做出任何的牺牲，都不值得。
Of course, here I'm not trying to encourage you to say commit yourself to all the great mission that this world has. None of the earthly mission are not worthy of our life.
但是，当我们的一生跟神的荣耀、跟耶稣基督所要做的事情联系在一起，那完全值得我们摆上一切。
But if our life actually associates with the glory of God, the glory of Jesus, then it's worthy of us to put everything on.
上帝爱我们，上帝让我们的生命跟他荣耀有份。
God loved us and God wants us, our life, be, have a, partake his, his glory.
天父上帝最爱他的独生爱子主耶稣。
Heavenly Father loved His only begotten Son.
那么天父上帝怎样爱他的耶稣，爱他的独生爱子耶稣呢？
How Heavenly Father loved His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
有没有给主耶稣在地上万贯家财，金碧辉煌的皇宫？
Did He give Jesus the overwhelming wealthy or golden palace?
啊，有没有给主耶稣在地上哇万事顺利，统领千军万马
？And it gave him everything be peaceful, go so smoothly, and lead a big army.
没有，上帝没有给他最爱最爱的独生爱子耶稣这些。
And God did not give His only begotten Son, which He loved the most, all these things.
上帝让耶稣成为。在人类历史当中可以归给天父上帝最多荣耀的那一个就是主耶稣。上帝让耶稣成为这样的人。
And God made Jesus become the one on the earth that can give the most glory to God.
这就是上帝爱独生爱子主耶稣。上帝说我要得最大最大的荣耀，所有人最大最大最大的荣耀，我要把这个最特别的机会使命让我的独生爱子主耶稣基督去完成，因为我特别爱他。
And God gave His Son, only begotten Son that He loved the most, this is the greatest mission that gave the most glory to God, to Him. That's how God loved Jesus.
耶稣什么时候给上帝最大最大的荣耀？
When Jesus gave the most glory to God,
不是他行神迹的时候，不是他用五饼爱鱼喂饱四人的时候，是他钉在十字架上的时候。
It's not the time he performed miracles. It's not time he feed the multitude with the five loaves bread and two fishes. It's the time he was crucified on the cross.
罗马的百夫长下令，就是具体操作把耶稣钉在十字架上的人，看见十字架上的耶稣，说这真是神的儿子。
And a Roman soldier and the captain, when he saw Jesus was crucified on the cross, and he said, "This person indeed is Son of God."
耶稣说，当我从地上举起来的时候，万民要归向我。
And Jesus said, "When I lift from above the earth, I will draw all the people come to me."
耶稣说这话是指着他被钉在十字架上的。
And when Jesus said when he is lift up, he's referring to he is crucified on the cross.
所以信靠耶稣的人看到十字架上的耶稣就说，哇，这一个上帝实在是太伟大，太慈爱，这个上帝对我的爱是这个世界从来没有见过的爱，就是爱罪人的爱。
And when people trust Jesus, trust God, when they look at the Jesus on the cross, they are marveled, they will be so impressed that this God is so great God. His love towards me is so great. That is the love of a sinner.
上帝最爱主耶稣，结果上帝让主耶稣成为一个归上帝最大最大荣耀的人。
God loved Jesus the most, so God make Jesus the one that gave the most glory to God.
我们来一起来读约翰福音十七章二十三节。
Let's read together John chapter 17 verse 23.
约翰福音17:23起，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。这是耶稣对门徒说的话。
And this is what Jesus speaks to his disciples.
耶稣说，我在门徒当中，天父上帝在我里面。
And Jesus says, I am among you, and Jesus, God is in me.
然后呢，世人都知道我是天父上帝派来的。
And you all know I was sent by the Heavenly Father.
然后世人要知道，天父上帝，你爱他们呐，如同爱我一样，就是如同爱主耶稣一样。
And Jesus continues says, God, you love them just like you loved me.
上帝怎样爱我们？
How God would love us.
上帝是不是给我们家堂万贯，给我们身体安康，给我们延年益寿，就是上帝爱我们？
Whether God love us, God will give us all the wealth, give us a very good health, a long life.Is that what God loves us?
耶稣说，上帝爱我们，要像上帝爱耶稣那样来爱我们。
And Jesus said, God loved us would like God loved him.
上帝越是爱我们，上帝越是要把他给主耶稣基督，天父上帝对主耶稣基督那样的爱，要用那样的爱来爱我们。
The more God loved us, the more want to give us the love the way he loved Jesus. He'll get such a love to give to us.
上帝怎样爱耶稣的？
How God loved Jesus.
天父上帝怎样爱他独生爱子的？
How he loved his only begotten son.
上帝要用这样的爱来爱我们这些信靠跟从耶稣。
And God will use this love to love those who trust him and follow of Jesus Christ.
这是真正神怎样用他的爱来爱我们。
That's how truly that God uses his love to love us.
上帝爱我们，让我们与他的荣耀有份，让我们的生命能够成为归荣耀给上帝的生命。
God loves us so we can become a partaker of his glory, and we can, our life can become a life that glorifies him.
圣经一再告诉我们，上帝所做的一切事情，上帝心意的中心，为他自己的荣耀。
And the Bible again teaches what the center of all God's work and is for his glory.
出埃及记9:16，圣经说，其实我叫你存立，是特要向你显我的大能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
And in Exodus chapter 9:16 said, God said, I led Israelites to being there is because I want to show my power and my name can be proclaimed in all the earth.
不是要传你的名，不是要传人的名，是要传神的名。
It's not to declare your name, Israelites' name, people's name, but name of God.
箴言说，神所造的都是为他自己造的，不是为人造的。
And the proverb said, the Lord has made all for himself.
神说，这百姓是我为自己造的。
And the book of Isaiah said, the people I have formed for myself.
好诉说我的美德，神的美德，上帝的美德。
And so they can declare my praise.
上帝不是造一些人，哦，给他喂好吃的，给他穿好穿的，给他住好房子。上帝不是仅仅做这些事情。
God made up people, formed people to feed them good and make them live a good life. God did not only do these things.
上帝要让这些人能够传扬神的名，能够归荣耀给神。
More than that, God wants those people can declare his praise.
我前两天看到一个视频，一个小女孩去到动物园里看熊猫，就中国的国宝啊。
And I saw a video a couple of days ago. A little girl went to a zoo to see this panda.
那个小女孩就说，哎呦，我不想做人，我想做熊猫啊。
And the little girl said, I really don't want to be a person. I want to become a panda.
哎呦，有人给我吃，有人把我照顾好好的，我就管撒娇就可以了。
So panda is so happy. Someone feed me and take care of me very well. All I want is just show cute.
然后我就想就说说而已，你不愿意想做熊猫的。
And I watched this video. I thought to speak to this girl in my heart. I said, "Well, you just say it. You really don't want to be a panda."
我不愿意做熊猫。
I don't want to be a panda.
因为我身上有神的形象。
Because I was made of the image of God.
因为我的生命有意义、有价值，不是为了就是为了吃好吃的、穿好穿的、好享受。 我的生命高过这些，我生命的目的高过这些。
Because my life has a meaning, my life has a value, my purpose of my life is much higher than just being fed and being taken care of.
如果有一天这个人类科技这个发达或者说邪恶到一个地步，可以把我的基因改成熊猫的基因，让我去做熊猫，我都要说no。
If one day that human technology is developed such a such advanced or such wicked can change my gene and make me become a panda, I definitely don't want to be.
做人身上有神的形象，我们最大的喜乐就是我可以归荣耀给我的造物主，这是我们人最大的喜乐了。
As a people, we have made the image of God. The greatest joy we can have is to give the glory to our Creator.
然后耶利米书说。 神怎样的紧紧的让以色列人贴着他，是为神的得名声、得称颂、得荣耀，是为上帝的名得名声、得称颂、得荣耀。And
the book of Jeremiah said how that God wanted people to getting closer to Him is for His name to be glorified.
彼得前书。 这里说，上帝救我们，上帝让我们成为君尊的祭司，上帝让我们成为神的儿女，为什么呢？
And First Peter said that God chose you guys and become a royal priesthood and a chosen people for what?
为让我们可以宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。简单的说，让我们可以来宣扬神的美德。
It's for, and the First Peter says, for that we may proclaim the praise of Him who called us out of darkness into light. So basically, we can proclaim God's praise.
然后以弗所书圣经这样的经文太多太多，我只是截取几处。以弗所书反复告诉我们，上帝拯救我们，上帝让我们成为神的儿女，为什么呢？是让他的荣耀，让神的名。
And there's so many passages talk about it. I just list a few of them. And the book of Ephesians also said, God loved us, gave us the name of God's children for what? Is for that the praise of the glory of His grace.
我就因为时间的关系，我就不再一一念。然后我们人生活在这个世界上，或吃或喝，一个目的，为荣耀神而行。
So in response to the God's willing to call us, will to call us this way, First Corinthians said, therefore, will we eat or drink, or whatever we do, do all to glory of God.
所以我们今天说，哎呀，上帝所爱的人生病了，上帝，你对我的爱在哪里啊？
So today, when we think about the person that God loved, got sick, so we question, where is God's love?
结果上帝的回答是，他的这个病可以用来荣耀神，这就是上帝对他的爱。And
the answer from God is that his sickness actually can be used to glorify God. That's how God loved him.
这其实也是我们每一个人人生当中最大的喜乐。And
this is what everyone of us, the greatest joy we can have in our life.
就是我们在这个地上所经历的，我们在地上所过的这个人生，能够用来荣耀神。 这就是我们最大的喜乐，最大的满足了。And
this is the great content and a great joy for us that the things we experience in our life can be used to glorify God.
所以怎样才能荣耀神呢？
So how do we glorify God?
第一步，不要老想着自己。And
first, do not always think of ourselves.
所以耶稣说，跟从他的人第一件事情，先舍己，先把自己给忘了。
So that's what Jesus said. Whoever decides to follow Him, we have to deny ourselves.
你心里老想着自己，你当然就不会想到神呢。
If I always think about myself, of course I cannot think God.
哎呀，我今天心情不好，我今天听这个讲道，哎呀，让我太压抑了。
Today I'm not very happy. I'm listening to this message. It's so depressing.
那你有没有想，那今天这个讲道有没有荣耀神呢？
But do I ever think the message I heard is glorify God?
如果今天这个信息荣耀了神，那你就应该高兴呢。
If this message glorify God, then I should be happy.
怎样你的生命可以用来荣耀神？第一件事情。你心里、你的口里、你的脑袋里，不要总是我。
How life can be glorified God? The first thing is in our head, in our heart. Do not always me.
哎呀，我感受不好，没有人照顾我的感受。
And maybe sometimes we think I don't feel good. No one cares about how do I feel.
他对我不公平。
Someone is not treating me fairly.
他歧视我。
And he discriminates against me.
哎呀，我有理。他没理。
I'm right. He is wrong.
我说这个世界上谁被歧视、谁受冤枉，超得过主耶稣基督呢？
And think about in this world, on this earth, who actually is most be mistreated and be discriminated more than Jesus?
我有一次我跟一个弟兄聊天啊，这个弟兄就是去了无数家的教会了，就是至少是四五十个以上，一个教会待两天走，待两天走。
And one time I talked to a brother, and this brother actually went to so many churches and stayed a couple of days and they left.
后来我说，哎，你怎么换这么多家啊？他就举个例，他说有时候我去一家教会啊，我就待那一个礼拜了。那个其实那个牧师一直没有来找我讲话。
And he said, well, I sometimes went to church for one week and the pastor never talked to me.
后来我就说，哎呀，那这个牧师是疏忽了。我那个教会有多少人呢？
And I said, well, this pastor maybe is a little neglect.
他说，哎呀，没有仔细数，太多了，估计不到一千吧。
And I said, well, how many people in this church? He said, no, I didn't count. Maybe 1,000, probably.
我说那糟糕，如果牧师那天天要盯着你，那牧师哪有时间去想神呢？
And I said, well, if that's the case, and if a pastor will watch over you all the time, then what time he has to spend on the word of God?
那牧师给你们能提供什么呢？天天想的就是，哎呦，这个人不开心了，哎呀，这个人摆脸色了。
And so what the pastor going to provide for you? It's just all day you have to concern, oh, this one is unhappy, that one is suffering, or whatever.
Suffering 当然还是要管了，就是有些人心里不开心，摆个脸给你看。
It's suffering, of course, you got to care. But if it's not happy, I probably don't need.
怎么样荣耀神？你的口里、你的脑袋里面、你的心里面，不要总是我，我遭遇了什么？我失去了什么？我怎么样被别人对待了？我怎么被别人想了？
How to glorify God is in our mind, in our heart. Do not always think me. How am I treated?How am I feel?
第二件事，你想想圣经中那些神所爱的人，他们怎么荣耀神。
And second, think about those who in the Bible that God loves, how they glorify God.
亚伯拉罕怎么荣耀神？怎么可以归荣耀给神？
How Abraham glorified God, how he gave the glory to God.
约伯怎么荣耀神？
How Job glorified God.
约瑟怎么让上帝可以得到荣耀？
How Joseph gave the glory to God.
但以理和他的朋友，他们怎么样让神的名可以得荣耀？
Daniel and his friends, how they glorify God.
主耶稣。
And of course, Jesus.
主耶稣怎样可以让神，让天父上帝的名被荣耀？
How Jesus.That glorify God and make the name of God be glorified.
这不是总想着，哎呀，我要做什么，我怎样做什么才能荣耀神？第一个，你怎么想最重要。
So let's do not first think about what I need to do to glorify God. Rather, we think how do we think can first glorify God.
第一个怎么想的？就是第一个怎么不要去想自己。
So how do we think? First, don't always think ourselves.
你哪怕是一个乞丐，你都可以荣耀神。
Even I am a beg, I still can glorify God.
你是个总统，你也可以荣耀神。
If I'm a president, I also can glorify God.
但是所有荣耀神的人有一个特点，他不总是记着自己。
But all those who glorify God, there's something in common. They don't think of themselves first.
然后人生最大的喜乐就是我可以有机会来荣耀神。
And the biggest joy in our life is that I have the opportunity to glorify God.
可能是透过我的成功，也可能是透过我的失败，可能是透过我的生病，透过我的患难，也可能是透过我的顺利。但是无论怎样，我所经历的不重要，关键是有没有让神的名得荣耀。
My life can glorify God, maybe through my success, maybe through my suffering, maybe through my good health or sickness. Not so much about ourselves, but rather whether the name of God being glorified.
所以在使徒行传常常让我们看到一个幸福循环，我称它为幸福循环。
And in the book of Acts, we can see a cycle of happiness.
因为时间的关系，这些经文我就没有时间一起来读，但总之就是你会看到早期教会的那些基督徒们，那些使徒，他们越传福音越被逼迫。
And so this cycle, for the time being, I'm not going to through the scripture, but basically in the early church, those disciples, and the more they preach the gospel, they are more be persecuted.
他们越传扬上帝的名，结果他们就越是遭遇患难逼迫，结果他们越开心越高兴。
And the more they proclaim the name of God, the more suffer a lot of difficulty. And the more difficulty they have, they got feel more happy in their heart.
然后他们就说：“哇，我们能够配为神的名受辱，也就是说，我们这些人跟上帝的名字联系在一起了。”他们高兴得不得了。
And they are so happy because they say they are counted as worthy of being shamed, for the sake of name of God.
然后。就是那些逼迫他们的人就说：“你们不要再传福音了，不要再传耶稣的名了，我们就不打你了。”
And so those who persecute them say, "Well, if you cease to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, we'll stop persecuting you."
结果这些人他继续的传，他继续的去传耶稣的名。
But those people are continue to proclaim the Jesus' name.
然后他们越逼迫，他们就越幸福，他们越发现。原来我这样的一个经历，我这样的一个生命，与神的荣耀联系在一起了。
And they are more persecuted, and they are more happy, and they more discover that his life, their life, can be associated with the glory of God.
这是人生最大的喜乐。
And that's the biggest joy that human can have.
你可能认为你去当一只熊猫，你会很开心。我告诉你，你一定不开心。
And you may think if I become a panda, I'll be very happy. I can tell you, you certainly will not happy.
这个世界上有这个有钱的痛苦的人太多了。比尔盖茨现在我敢说他就不是那么开心。
In this world, I think there's so many rich people actually in the pain and the suffering. And I can say that Bill Gates probably is not that happy right now.
当然了，我也不知道他心里怎么想啊。但是，总之，人生命当中最大的喜乐。就是你突然发现，哇，我经历的这些，能够让耶稣的名得荣耀，让上帝的名得荣耀，这是人生中最大的喜乐。
What I just want to say is that in the human life, if we in the moment we find out the life in my life can associate with the glory of God, that's the biggest joy you can have.
耶稣经历了从死里复活。
Jesus experienced the resurrection.
拿撒路也经历了从死里复活。
And Lazarus also had this resurrection.
耶稣说，上帝要爱我们，就像上帝爱耶稣一样。
And Jesus said, God loved us just like he loved Jesus.
当然了，拿撒路的从死里复活跟耶稣的从死里复活完全不可相提并论。
Of course, the resurrection of Lazarus is different, completely different from Jesus' resurrection.
但是拿撒路的死里复活，他成就了一件事情，他让耶稣的名得了荣耀。
And but one thing that's for sure is that the resurrection of Lazarus, is accomplished one thing, that is, he glorified the name of Jesus Christ.
所以拿撒路绝对复活的拿撒路绝对不会去抱怨耶稣，你为什么要让我折腾我这么一趟呢
？So the resurrection of Lazarus definitely will not complain.That Jesus, why you have to let me go through all those things?
我病的时候你不来看我， 啊，我埋在坟墓里面，你也不管我，你在那还多待几天，你看到我的姐姐为我哭，你也不来。
And when I'm sick, you don't care. And when I was buried, you stayed two more days. And you saw my sister is in agony and in pain and suffering. You don't come.
哎呀，你是的，过了四天，你是让我从死里复活，但你前面为什么要让我经历这些呢？
Yes, after 4 days, you make me alive again. But why you let me go through the 4 days?
哎呀，你爱我，你就让我过一个小确幸平安的日子就好啊。
And you love me, can you just give me a peaceful life?
拿撒路不会这样抱怨。
And Lazarus will not complain like this.
拿撒路说，我的生命跟所有人生命不一样，因为在我生命中这个时刻，我让耶稣的名得了荣耀。
And Lazarus will be say that my life is different from others because this life actually make the Jesus' name be glorified.
上帝特别的爱临到了拿撒路，把这一个宝贵的荣耀耶稣的机会给到了一个上帝耶稣特别爱的拿撒路。
And God gave this very rare opportunity that glorified the name of Jesus to Lazarus that God loves.
所以当拿撒路回想起他疾病的时光，他被埋在黑暗坟墓里的时光，那会成为他最喜乐的记忆，因为那是人生中最好的时刻。
So when you think about this, when Lazarus recalled the time of a sickness, when he buried in a dark tomb, and he would think that would be the most beautiful moment of his life.
他会说，上帝真的爱我，因为上帝让我能够归荣耀给他。
And he will say, God really loves me because God led me to glorify him.
好，我们大家起立，我们一起来读最后一处经文。
Let's read the last scripture.
我们一起来读约翰福音17:23.
Let's read John 17:23.
约翰福音17:23起。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合二为一。叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们感谢你，你爱我们，甚至将你的独生爱子主耶稣基督赐给我们。
We thank you, you love us, even give us only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
让主耶稣基督上帝的独生爱子无罪的羔羊担负我们的罪，在十字架上牺牲他自己，承受了罪的刑罚。
And the Son of God, the sinless Lamb of God that died on the cross, take our place to bear the punishment of sin.
让我们这些信靠主耶稣基督的人就可以罪得赦免。
So that whoever trusts him can be sin forgiven.
天父上帝，你爱你的独生爱子主耶稣基督。
Heavenly Father, you love your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督在地上短暂的日子里面，他归荣耀给天父上帝。
So that Jesus Christ, in his very short life on earth, he gave the glory to Father.
感谢神，你也用同样的爱来爱我们这些被耶稣的血所洁净、所赎买回来的人。
Thank God that you love us the same way you love Jesus. Love us that we are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
让我们被圣灵借着神的道重生，我们在地上的生命不再仅仅是一个吃饼得饱的生命。
So our life can be given rebirth by the Holy Spirit. So our life on earth is no longer just for the food.
让我们在地上对于生命无论经历什么，让我们的生命能够与神的荣耀有份，让我们可以来荣耀神。
So our life, no matter what we have experienced, that we partake the glory of Jesus Christ, and we can glorify God.
让我们真正尝到那生命当中最大的喜乐，就是从天上来，从永恒来的喜乐，是这个世界没有办法夺去的。
So that we can enjoy the greatest joy in our life, that joy that the earth cannot take away.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.